Jim Taylor on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. Scott Munson, head coach of the Sherrard Tigers, joining us now. Yeah, I was thinking when Sherrard and Monmouth play, now Monmouth-Roseville Consolidated District, yeah, I was thinking about, man, because my son helped Kyle McEwen do the game last night, and I said, man, back in the 80s and 90s, it was Warren Dobry against Craig Schaefer, and he looked at me like, what are you talking about? And then I'm like, Sunny Lane Field. Did it feel like that last night? What a nice performance by the Tigers to battle back and get that win. And do kids know who Warren Dobry and Greg Schaefer is, I guess?
No, they would have no idea. Unfortunately, I should have given them a little history lesson on that rivalry because, I mean, back in the early 90s, those guys would play each other three times a year, you know, twice during the regular then in the playoffs. And they had some battles down there. And, there were some really memorable games between those two.
Yeah, well, we'll get in the time machine. I'll ask you, what are the keys to blocking JP Machado?
My memory is ask Ryan Wilson that, because I remember JP laying him out pretty good in a playoff game here at Sharp. But as Ryan normally did, he got up and answered the bell.
All right. And I was thinking, too, when I was hearing the recap of the game, I'm like, they said it was 14-14, and then with a minute left, Monmouth-Roseville scored 14 points in the second quarter and went up 28-14, and I'm like, oh, no. Is he going to say it on the post game? What happened? And the answer, in Jason Kirby style, a high speed come apart. Now you didn't
say,
well, but what happened in the final? Must have been a crazy finish to that second quarter.
It was, and it was just one of those snowball effects where, they were moving the ball against us well. We got on our heels and we make a mistake and they capitalize. I mean, it was just one of those type of deals that you see in high school sports, any sports really, when momentum goes against you. You get your head down and they capitalized on it.
Well, the question begs then, Coach, how'd you do it? How'd you come back? You know, you lose last week and you get down 28-14 like that going into the locker room. How did you come back and win down with that type of deficit? Have to be really proud of the kids.
That's the understatement. The details are filtering in, but I believe there may have been a come to Jesus moment in the locker room before the coaches got there. And I think we had one or two young men step up and challenge his teammates and take a leadership role. And I'm hearing just little bits right now, and I'm sure by Monday it'll be full disclosure. But I think we had some young men show some incredible leadership, and then everybody got on board and said, "Hey, let's do this." And the power of confidence and belief, I don't think can ever be underestimated. And this is a group that's starting to believe in themselves.
Well, and that is a great testimony. You know, that the kids are putting it on their shoulders and say, well, we need to, we're on the field, let's respond. That's a great moment for you and the kids. I mean, really a great moment for the kids to say, hey, we're coming back and we're going to make something happen in the second half and do this thing.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, to give up 28 in the first half and nothing in the second. And, we switched coverages and we brought a little bit more pressure, and Coach Timmerman did a great job of calling the second half, had some great help from the assistant coaches up top, Tad Nelson and Zach Shalhou. And then on the sideline, Kevin Miller is just that constant, steady presence. And so there wasn't a panic button, and, the kids believe what we do in offense. They believe, you know, we can get 2 and 3 yards against just about anybody, and we just went about our game plan on offense, and we made the adjustments on defense, and the kids executed.
All right, so you get down 28-14, you come back and tie the game 28-28. So I guess just in terms of maybe down the stretch defensively, you had to get some stops to get the ball back, and then you had to put that winning drive together, and it was kind of a trick play you utilized to win the game. So I guess, how vividly do you remember kind of the final stretch of that game last night?
You know, I think we first of all, they had a fourth down and maybe six or so, ran a slant across the middle, and it wasn't a perfect pass, but it wasn't a bad pass, and the coverage was pretty solid. It just went off the young man's hands, and it's just one of those plays. You see, at any level, it could have gone either way. So we were on our side of the 50, probably with about a minute 45 or more, 1:47 left. We got a big run from Eli, one chunk play from him, and a chunk play from Doonan as well on a pitch, and then used the last time out. And we, you know, I told Kyle last night, we just to have a little bit of fun and put some kind of trick play in every week, and they have blown up in our face. You know, I vowed to use them, and they've blown up in our face week one and week two, and we went out and really executed it well. Drake Luciani threw a great pass, and then Will Frank made a nice catch, and so they executed it, and the guys up front did their job. So it all came together at the right time.
Yeah, and I guess you just need to speak to, you know, trick plays. The kids get into that type of stuff, and you know, yeah, they're like, "We gonna run a trick play? When are we gonna do that?" But then if it blows up, you know, the kids are like, "Well, the coach ain't gonna let us ever run a trick play again." So you say we go to the well once too often, so to speak. So you know, to pull off a trick play, and it's funny because I know, you know, Jeremy Adolphson will utilize those trick plays too. I know, covering his teams over the years, kind of going to that school of Bill McCarty playing for him. But just about the excitement of the kids of pulling that thing off. Then it comes at the, you know, the watershed moment of the game. So what was the reaction like from the kids last night after that?
Well, they were thrilled. He called timeout, and I was really, I kind of felt like we were playing with house money. I mean, we were in their territory. Time was running down. If nothing else, we were going to go to overtime. And, I liked the way we were moving the ball. So if we got into an overtime situation, I liked our chances. So I just kind of went out there kind of, you know, I don't want to say joking around, but pretty lighthearted. And then when I called the play, I called it wrong and they corrected me. And so we got a little chuckle. So it was, you know, it was a light moment with the kids. And, they responded well because, you know, we're obviously not a high up tempo, no huddle type of team, and we called two plays and in the huddle and ran the first one and then set up for the halfback pass, and you know, as we said, they executed.
All right, so how much you going to enjoy this final week of preparation? Again, Sherrard has decided to play four games this year with, you know, looking at the overlap coming in from basketball season to football season, and then the overlap going out from football into baseball and track. This looks like a group that, you've got a lot out of. And this would be a great way to finish, to get a win in your final week against Orion, a rivalry school. So how much are you going to enjoy this final week with this bunch?
Well, we're going to enjoy it a lot more after last night's result. But it is just a group of kids that enjoy being around each other. And, I mean, you see it obviously when you have a win like that, but even before the game, you know, when, my favorite moments of the week is really our pregame meal, when we're just, you know, hanging out, eating and kind of, you know, shifting from into game mode. And, so we're going to have some fun. We'll put something in this week. I'm not sure what it'll be yet. I might start getting some submissions from the kids, and Lord only knows what that'll look like. But we'll have some fun, but also get prepared for a good Orion team, and because we know they'll come ready to play.
Yeah, and that's, I guess, kind of a perfect way to end the year. You get, you know, we spoke about it at the beginning of the season, that you got the best, you know, really schedule, where you play the old conference rivals from years past, where you get Rockridge, you get it 3 weeks in a row, you get Rockridge, Monmouth, Roseville, and Orion. Now that's the way to have a season, I guess.
It is, and if we could sneak Mercer County or Lido in there, it'd be perfect.
Yeah, that would be awesome. Maybe yeah, that you bringing that up, not me. So anyway, all right.
I hear you.
Really happy. I tell you, Coach, really happy for those kids last night. I was so great to hear that they battled back and won that game. And I just can't imagine the bus ride home from Sunny Lane Field. You guys got out there and rung the bell and all that stuff. So happy for them. They're making the most of the limited opportunities they have here in 2021, but you talk about memories. This group's making some memories this year, so that's good.
That they are.
All right. What a game last night. Tigers were down 28-14 at halftime, gave up 14 points in a minute in the second quarter, and battle back and score 20 unanswered points, and they win the game on the old halfback pass. 34-28, Tigers win it. They have the Chargers next week. That's a WRMJ.com broadcast game. More coming up on WRMJ and WRMJ.com.